We're holding Perek Dalet. Mordechai Yoda es kol asher naso. So Mordechai knew Beruach HaKodesh, everything that was done. Knew the whole plan, even though Haman tried to hide everything. So what did he do? If you hold that, look, we've got Ochos Lonu Bebeis HaMelech, we've got Esther there. So fine, if Hilchus Ishtadlus, it's Gewaltig, Mina Shamai, we have Esther, so go and speak to Esther. What did he do? Pug Faket. He put himself into a matzah that he can't speak to Esther. Why? Because doing the Ishtadlus is the Moshe Lamar Dova Doimer. If a person has a cancer, a brain tumor, he has a headache. So doing Ishtadlus is like taking a Tylenol for a brain tumor. It might take away the headache for a little while, but it's not going to cure the problem. What you need to do is cure the problem. If you give radiotherapy or operation or whatever it is and cut out the tumor, then they won't have any headaches anymore. So what do we need? We need to cure the problem. So what's the first thing he does? He goes to cure the problem. Vayikra Mordechai es begodov. Vayulbash sak vo'efer. He's a hanhogus of tainis, hanhogus of tshuva. That's the first thing. Now as soon as he puts on sak vo'efer, then it's not shayach for him to go and speak to Esther. So, that's not the Iker. The Iker is Tshuva, Tfila. That's what's going to help. Vayetze b'soichoir. And he went into the street. Vayizak zaka gedoyla umara. And he davened. Very loud Tfila, bitter Tfila. Why do we have to know that he went b'soichoir? Because this is the Etzem Tikkun for the Chet. Aray. What was the chet? Yishtachu l'tzelim. That's what he's being mitaken, right? Yishtachu l'tzelim. Why were they yishtachu l'tzelim? Because they did leponim. They were embarrassed. It was a whole public thing, and they were too embarrassed not to bow down, to be the only ones who didn't bow down. What was the taida? They didn't do Avodah Zarah. It was Mechzik Avodah Zarah. It was a Chil Hashem. It looks like there's no Rabbeinu Shalom. What did Mordechai was Metak, you made the Tikkun? Pug Faket. That here he went to Davend, Besoichoir, in a very public way, and was Megale to everybody. There is a Borei Olam. The Tefillah shows, and the Ramban says in the Drosh of Torah Hashem Tvimo, nobody davened before his makir that the Borei Olam is the Balabas. And he says before a person's makir that they're a nisim. Because otherwise tefillah is useless. Tefillah doesn't do anything unless you're makir, there's a big Balabas. But he's in charge. So this is Sai Mitzad the tefillah. Sai Mitzad the tikkun sheba. This is what Mordechai is doing. He went back and forth up to the Shara Melech, but he can't go now into the Shara Melech because when you've got sak, you can't go into the Shara Melech. Now, this Hisoiris of Mordechai was Ma'oire Klal Yisrael everywhere throughout the whole world. So it was Ma'oired Kol Klal Yisrael throughout the whole Malchus, and that was the Tikkun of the Chet, that they'd be attacking the Chet in a public form of Tshuva and Tefillah. So if we're holding here the Choira, it's all very nice with your tefillahs, Mordechai. It's all very nice. He told me he's he's getting to the depth of the problem. But how are we going to have a Yeshua? You can't speak to Hester. You're finished. It's all very well with your Frumkeit. Teretz is, Berisha runs the world, or Haman runs the world. Hishtadlis runs the world, or the Rebbeinu Shem runs the world. The Rebbeinu Shem runs the world, and that's what we see. Vatovoino naros Esther v'sorisera v'yagidula. They went and told Esther what's happened. That Mordechai has gone out of the chatzer Melech and is davening with sack v'efer. So he didn't do any hishtadlis. This happened mimela. The Rebbeinu Shalom made the Naris Esther realize, and then they came and told her. Vatischalchal Hamalka Ba'oid. She was very shocked. What's going on? Vatishlach Begodim Lahalmish Es Mordechai Lahosi Saka Be'ola Velo Kibel. So she sent a special Begodim to Mordechai. They should take off his sack and come and tell her what the problem is. Melo Kibel, he wasn't Mekabel. Why wasn't he Mekabel? So the God, he didn't want to be Mafsik from his Tefillah, Kihuze. Hi, Hishtadlus. Lozap Hishtadlus. The Iki is Tefillah. Iki is Tefillah, the Rebbeinu Shem will help. The Iki is Tikkun Hachet, the Rebbeinu Shem will help. Two Nekudas, Tefillah and the Tikkun Hachet. Vatiko Esther, so what should she do? Nahasoch. Misori se amelech ashehem in lefonel vatetzaveyu al Mordechai ladas maze vi al maze. So she sent Hasoch, which is Daniel, to Mordechai to ask him what is going on and why is it going on. Dahainu, Ayid knows that you have to know not only what's going on, you have to know what the cause is. Hare, there's a gzeira, but what's the cause of the gzeira? When you know what the cause of the gzeira is, then you can start making a tikkun. So she asked, Maze, the al maze, and why has this happened? Vayetze asoche Mordechai, rechoyvo ir, asher ifnei shara melech, vayaged lo Mordechai, es kol asher korohu. Mordechai told him everything that happened to him. Now this is a very strange loshen. Mikre, what Mordechai thinks is Mikre. Mordechai doesn't, the last person to think it's Mikre. He's Koifer Mabo Nazara. He's busy davening away. Mordechai doesn't think it's Mikre. Mordechai understands that because of the Chatoibs. Why is he called Mikre? So Chazal say that it's Korohu ben Korohu. He was Merabis, that it's Amalek who was Asher Korcho Baderech. This is an attack from Amalek, Mr. Mikra. Amalek holds everything is Mikra. But when the Malbim explains, interesting, what does it mean, Mikra? An accident, something that happens. Mikra is when there is no apparent cause. The Hainu, maybe there is a cause, but the cause that you think is causing the event is not actually causing the event. Over here, lichoira, what caused the whole event? The fact that Mordechai wouldn't bow down to him. No, that's not true. What actually causes the whole event was the chet, shishtachem, and the selim, and the whole thing is one big ishtalshalus, and Mordechai not bowing down to him was part of the tikkun of the chet, v'chule, v'chule. So, and if we look at the events as they happened, they are not the real cause, and therefore it's korohu. As far as the fact that Haman is making this gezeira because he didn't bow down to him is mikre. That is just the mikre. That's not the real cause. The real cause was the sheishtachavu. The esparshas hakesef asher omar Haman lishkol al ginsay hamelech by Yehudim la'abdom, and he told him. He gave him the whole money. He knew all about the money, the cheshvim and the shkolim. Vespas shegek ksov ados, asher nitan meshushan lahashmidom, nosan loy laharuses Esther, ulahagid lo. And he gave him the pas shegek aksav, the big thing which they hung up in Shushan, which only said lios asidim, but he understood what it means lahasidim is lahashmidom, to show Esther and to tell her, ולצוויס עליהו לבוא אל המלך להסחנן לו ולבקש ולפולב על אבא. And he was מצווה her. הנוח הציווי, remember she needs to be מתקן the chet of Shaul, why we got Haman in the world. And the chet of Shaul was, he wasn't makshiv, he wasn't shomea. So here is a tzivui from a Navi, Mordechai, that she should go and be mekayem this tzivui. Go to the melech, nischani levakish v'chot b'nifon av'al hama. V'yomer ha'asoch, v'yagen le'esther, es divrei Mordechai. V'atoy be'esther la'asoch, v'atetzavei on Mordechai. She's mesavei him back to Mordechai. Kol avdei ha'melech, v'am medinas ha'melech yoidim. Ashe kol ish veisha she yovo el hamelech el chotzer apnimis ashe lo yikori achas nosei lahomis. Vad v'ashe yoshit la hamelech eshavet hazor v'choyim. V'ani, so everybody knows that it's also to go to the melech without being summoned. Now, what's the point that every single person knows? Everybody knows that therefore I can't go and claim that I didn't know this law. Every single person knows this law, so I can't claim I didn't know this law. And she's telling Mordechai that this is not a hilchus ishtadlus. This is a ridiculous thing to do. When is the gzeira going to take place? Do they have time? We are holding now on Yud Gimel Adar. Yud Gimel Nisan. Shas when he made the koyim. So when is the Xera? 11 months time. Yud Gimel Adar. So there's plenty of time. So she says it's to go now is silly. It's suicide. It's not Hilchus Ishtadlus. It's mamish lehepe ragomo. Vani lo nikreisi lovo el hamelech zeh shloshim yoim. And it's the first time that there's ever gone 30 days when I wasn't summoned to the melech. And therefore what? Therefore, any day he's going to call me. You never got 30 days. Why did he wait 30 days? He didn't call her for 30 days? Because Min HaShamayim, the Rebbeinu Shem, wants to set up this matzav for Esther to be in a position where she's saying that als hilchus ishtadlus, this is crazy. And she tells him, listen, today, tomorrow, the next day, he's going to call me. Then there won't be a sakana being killed. Because he's going to call me. Base, he's going to be Meshuggah, he wants me. He hasn't gone 30 days without me. His time is going to be very strong. And that's an ideal time to ask my koshas. So he told over to Mordechai what Esther had said. What's Mordechai's reaction? In Hilchus Ishtadlus, it makes a lot of sense what she says. Vayomer Mordechai la'oshev el Esther. Pele what he says to her. Al tadami benafsheich limolet beis hamelech mikol ha-yehudim. Don't think you're going to escape because you'll stay in the beis hamelech mikol ha-yehudim. She didn't mean that. I'm telling you that this is not the way to go. And why would she escape? Lechoira she would escape the gzeira because nobody knew she was Jewish. Haman didn't know she was Jewish. Nobody knew she was Jewish. She never said she was Jewish. But Mordechai knows. And if Chas v'Shalom there's a gzeira min ha-shamayim al kol ha-yehudim, then she'll also be killed, right? If min ha-shamayim, then somehow she'll be killed. Says Mordechai to her, ki im hachreis tacharishi bo'eis ha-zois, if you don't go right now, I know that Klal Yisrael are going to have a Yeshua. He knew that part of the Ruach HaKodesh. There's always going to be a Klal Yisrael. They're not going to be destroyed completely. So there's going to be Yeshua from somewhere else. So why do I have to go? But you and the Beis Aviv are going to be there, and you're going to be destroyed. Dahainu. Mordechai knew that he got this Ruach HaKodesh today. He could have got it tomorrow. He could have got it in a few days' time. He got it today. The Daris Esther found out Miat and told her. Therefore, Mordechai knows that Min HaShamayim, she has to go now, and that will be a tikkun of the Chet of Shaul. Fakert. Because it looks like it's anti-Hishtatus, and because it looks like something with no Seichel, the only reason she's going to do it is to be Mekayim the Tzivuy of the Novi, and be Mevatel her Cheshbonus, and that will be a tikkun of the Chet of Shaul. And if you don't go now, Ba'ez HaZois, and you wait and delay, and you're going a few days later when he calls you, you'll come. And then you're going as Hilchus Ishtadlus, you are going against my Tzivui, a Tzivui of the Novi. You're doing the same thing that Shaul did, making Cheshbonus, and you won't be Metaki the Chet of Shaul. And now is the time for you to be Taki the Chet of Shaul. And who knows if this is not the whole reason why this Meshunadika thing happened to you, that you are the queen now. What for? To save Klal Yisrael? No. Not to save Klal Yisrael, to be metakin the Chet of Shaul. To be metakin the Beis Avich. That's what he's saying. So she's Mekabel. V'atoi be'esteh lo'ashi v'mordechai. She sends back, okay, I'll go, but there's the other chet, which I'm, my achrayas to be metaken, the nedu misudosa shalosa rosha, and that was, who was over that chet? The Yehudi Mashe Beshushan. So therefore, she says, now you have to do faket. You have to be metaken the other part of the chet, the catalyst of the whole problem. Leich Knoisis Kola Yehudim Adim Tzim Beshushan. What was the Loshan? It was who was invited to the Mishneh. Says, Lo Sayo El Osa Melech Lechol Ha'am Adim Tzim Beshushan. Now she says, get all the Yehudim Adim Tzim Beshushan. Same Loshan. All the people, the Yid who were in Beshushan, V'tzumu olai, v'al toichlu, v'al tishnu shloishis yomim. Laila v'yoyim, gam ani v'naroisai otzum kein. And I'll also fast, and my naoros will fast. Everybody's fasting for 3 days. U'v'chein ovel ha-melech ha-shaloi kados, v'aka ha-she ovadati ovadati. And whatever happens, now I'm going barotzen, maybe now I'll be asura to you, because it's now barotzen, before it was always balkochi, ba'oines, now, kasha avadati avadati. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Kipshutoi. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. If I'll be killed, I'll be killed. But I'll be doing the tikkun of the chet. In Hilchus Ishtadlus, Esther, after 3 days, how much koch is she going to have? How is she going to look? She's going to be Moira, the Achashverosh with her Yofi after 3 days? Vadai not. Gemara says here she was Yerak Rokes from fasting after 3 days. So in Hilchus Hishtadlus, forget it, there's no Hishtadlus over here. This is all working on a tikkun level. Vayaaber Mordechai, Vayaskechola Shetziv Sa'olav Esther. And he also was Mekai Metzivui. The Tzivui of Esther, she's a Nevi'ah, and she was Goyzer Talis, even though it was Pesach. And they were Mevatel that year, Lel Seder. Vayihi bayom ha-shlishi, vatil bash Esther Malchus. She donned Malchus. What's Malchus? Big day Malchus, not Malchus. So Chazal, that she was Loivesh Ruach HaKodesh. Dahainu, we're talking about people who work on completely different levels. We have no musig, the kedusha of these people, the madrega of these people. She fasted 3 days, and she chapped her rein because she was shoyver's gufa. She chapped her rein a madrega el yoyna in Ruach HaKodesh, in Nevius. Malchus Arev is for Nevius. She took on, she was mechavin to get a higher madrega. One second, Esther, you are doing this ishtadus for Klal Yisrael. Just rehearse your speech. Think about what you're going to say. Narishkeit, that's not going to be anything. It's an opportunity to steig noch am Madrege. The Ike is Ruchnius. If we'll steig, we'll be on Madregis, then we'll be able to even attack in the Chet. They don't have to do any ishtadus. So she went to the Beis HaMelech HaPnimis. The Gemara says she needed 3 malochim came with her. One malach held her up. She was so schwach she couldn't walk. What would the Melech have thought if she came over all haggard and all bent over? That's what he would see her. So came a second malach, brought down a chut shel chesed again, chut shel chayin, that she looked good to him. He didn't see her as she was all the result of the fasting. And the third malach we'll see in a second. So she comes to the Beis Melech HaPnimis. Noichach Beis HaMelech. She's standing opposite the room of the king. V'haMelech Yoshev al kisei malchusei bebeis haMalchus noichach Pesach HaBayis. The Melech was moved the kisei. For some reason, they moved the kisei, and right now he was sitting on the kisei at this point in time when she came, and he was opposite the door. Why is this a plia tzuma? First of all, mihanhuge malchus, the Melech does not sit opposite the door. The Melech sits bifnim she bifnim, and normally there's rooms and rooms and anti rooms before you get into the Melech. And normally when you come to the Melech, to any Melech, there's guards outside, and they're the people who take care of appointments. And if you want to go to the Melech, so then the guy outside speaks to the guy in the first room, the guy in the first room to the guy in the second room. Then maybe they'll ask the Melech if he's Mukhan to meet this person. The Gaboim and all sorts of things. It doesn't happen. The Melech doesn't sit opposite a door. The Avada never happens. But min ashamayim, mikayach what? As Reb Shlomo always used to say, who made all these things happen? The tefillahs of Mordechai and Klal Yisrael and Esther, that's what made everything. Min ashamayim, we don't know why, but they moved the kisei, and punkt, he was sitting on the kisei. Why is this so important? Because it says, vayihi chirois ha-melech es Esther ha-malko, omedis mechotze nosach ein meinam. What should have happened? What should have happened is Esther comes to the Beis HaMelech, and the guards outside, or the gaboy, whatever, whoever she's going to meet, will say, "What do you want?" She'll say, "I want to speak to the Melech. Have you been summoned?" "No." So they would have gone inside and told the Melech, "The queen's come unsummoned. Chaya Misa." Hey, you had one queen who wouldn't come when you told her to come, and now you've got another queen who comes when she's not told her to come. So never, viper drives you mishugya. So that's what should have been. But Benes, the Melech is standing there, and he didn't go through any gaboy. And it was a nes, the chuchel chayin, came down, and she was nosa chayin. So he forgot the law. He did forget the law, not forget the law. Since Vayoshet HaMelech leEsther Shavit Hazov, Asher biYodoi, Vatikrav Esther, Vatigav Rosh HaShavit. Now, he stretched out the scepter, and that's the simon. If you touch the scepter, if he's Moshet, Yoshet Noam, the Shavit, you're not Chai Misa. He was Moshet the Shavit. It says he was Moshet the Shavit. The Pashto says she's outside, and he's sitting on the kisei, and he's Moshet the Shavit, and she touched the Shavit. He's the Pashtus. He wasn't sitting mamish over there, right next to the door. So how big is the scepter? A scepter, 60 centimeters. A meter, 3 feet. How big is the scepter? It's not that big. So Chazal came the third Malach. He didn't want to stretch out his head. Came the third Malach and pulled his arm until, all the different shiurim, how far the arm went, till she touched the shavit. In other words, Bal Kochoi, he was Moshe the Shavit. I lechoyre, it's all desnister. So how we got Malachim doing these things? Terence says he didn't see it. Didn't see it. Somehow we saw he stretched out his arm. It was further than it should have been. How exactly? If it was 60 amas, I don't know. How can you not see all of a sudden the arm going 60 amas? Crazy. But that's claw. There was nesnissa, so we don't see these things. Maybe it wasn't so far. Vayomelo Amelech, Malach Esther Malka. The Melech says to him, what's up with you? Uma Bakosho Seich, at Chatzia Malchus Vinoseloch. I'm willing to give you Chatzia Malchus. Gewaldig! Is she going to ask for Chatzia Malchus? She's asking for Klal Yisrael. There's 127 Medinas. Let's say Klal Yisrael, they're not even a Medina. Let's say they're less than 127th. So no, he's not even Chatzia Malchus. He just said he'll give her Chatzia Malchus. So Esther, say what you want. He's asking you what your Bakosha Seich is. Say. She wants Klal Yisrael. No. Why doesn't she say? She sees. It's not right. It's not the time. Not the time to say Mina Shamayim. She sees. Now is not the right time to ask. Vatoyve Esther. Imala Melech Toiv, Yovoi Hamelech Vehoman Hayoim Elamishte. Agav, Yovoi Hamelech Vehoman Hayoim is Rosh Tevos Havaya. Beremez, who's coming to this Mishte? The Melech, Haman, and Hamelech. Right? Stam Hamelech in the Megillah, Chazal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very interesting to go through the whole Megillah. And every time it says HaMelech, see, why is it this a remiss that Kodesh Baruch Hu is being poel over here? But over here, Zicha, Yovoi HaMelech V'Homel HaYoim El HaMishte Asher Osisi Loi. So you should come already to the Mishte which I made already. V'Yom HaMelech Baru Es Homon Lassus Es Dvar Este V'Yovoi HaMelech V'Homel El HaMishte Asher Osiso Este. They came. V'Yom HaMelech L'Este V'Mishte HaYayim. No, Chabal is offering a Chatzia Malchus. Do Esther Zog. Batan Esther Batoima Sheila Si Ubakosho Si Ibatsa Sihe Bene Hamel Vimala Mehele Toy. Los heis es shelosi, ras hois es bakoshosi. Whoops. The Gemara says, Tesha asorach si kabin shal sicha yordel oilam, Tesha not lenoshim. So this is what Tisha kabin, this is going on and on and on. He asked him, who's my bakoshoseich? Answer! I know whenever I get a message from a telephone message from a woman, a ganze drosha. Hello, good morning, Rabbi Fishman. How are you feeling? I hope you're very well. This is Mrs. Plony, the son, Plony Amoni's mother. I'm so happy with the yeshiva. And there was just one thing that I wanted to ask you. Beep. The end of the message. You never get the end of the message. What's she got there? She wasn't talking to the Melech. She was talking to the Melech. She was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she was davening. And she wanted to see, was her tefillah niskabel? Is it the right time to be mevakesh in Olam Hazeh to Achashverosh? And she sees that she has no siman min hashamayim, she ought to say anything. So she's not going to say. And what does she say? Yovai Amelech v'homel el Amishe Asher Eselim u'mocha Eser Kidva Amelech. Esther, you crazy? In Hilchus Ishtadlus, he went meshuga when you came. You were moisten the hevesh, you risked your life. Baruch Hashem, an es took place, and he put out the shavit. He's offering you everything. Chatzia Malchus, ask. Well, he didn't want to. You get him to come to a Mishneh. No, the guy likes Mishneh, as we know. So there's not such a pele that he comes to this Mishneh. But Now he's asked you again. He's going meshuggah with you. So ask. Beggar Bakosha, he's offered you Chatzia Malchus. You're asking less than Chatzia Malchus. No. Don't see it. Siv min Hashamayim. Forget Hilchus Ishtadlis. Get that out of your head. This is all how she's working is with the Rebbeinu Shalom. So is he likely to come tomorrow? If the Rebbeinu Shalom's guy is there, then he'll come. Yovai HaMelech V'homin HaMishnah She'ez Elohim U'bocha Ese Kidvar HaMelech. What happened as a result of this? Meri Dikazach. This was part, this is another sniff in the Geula. Even though it seems to us a crazy thing to do, we will see it's another sniff in the Geula. Why? Vayetze Homin Bayomahu Sobeach V'toiv Leiv. He went out that day absolute besimcha. Besimcha mole ma'oid. Why? Because Kolzman that he had his gezeira, he knows that Esther grew up in the house of Mordechai. And at the back of his head, he's always nervous, sof kol sof, as Esther likes Mordechai. He's made his gezeira to kill all the yidden. But sof kol sof, Esther grew up in the house of Mordechai. Oh, but now he sees that she didn't invite Mordechai to this mishteh, only him. Says the God, what a big mistake, that Vayistos Esther likes him more than Mordechai. Now that made that he came, his big worry the back of his head was maybe she likes Mordechai. Now it's gone. So he was completely besimcha, sameach v'toiv lev. And then what happens? V'chir ois haman es Mordechai b'shar ha-melech v'loi kom v'loi zomi medu. And then he saw Mordechai in the Shar HaMelech, and Mordechai did not even get up. Velozomi, but he didn't even blink an eyelid. Vayimale Haman al Mordechai Chomos. He became mole anger, and as I told you before, his sheer of kas of Chomos is a chazanish sheer mamish. He became mole Chomos. Sokta Gon. Two things here. Two very important things. First, he became so angry because Mordechai wasn't goersim. He went and says, "With no kam mela, what's v'loizah?" So the Mefarshim say he went up to Mordechai, stared him in the face, and Mordechai ignored him completely. V'loizah mimenu. So the God, he said, why, if he wasn't called to the Mishnah of Esther, al mahu b'teach, what's this guy trusting in? Al mahu b'teach. This is a real Amaleki. Amalek was choshish for everything in the world, except what? No Yireh Elokim. He's choshish for everything, but he cannot understand. How's this Mordechai fellow not getting up? Al mahu b'teach. What do you mean? Poshe, al mahu b'teach. But he's not goyres the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mordechai is. He's not. That's number one. Number two, Zog the God, when a person's in a matzav of complete simcha, somer v'toiv lev, that's absolute simcha, and then he gets a shock, a negative shock, he could get a heart attack. He is now in a sakonas nefoshes, how do you solve the, what's the refuah for this matzav? You speak out your tzar. You speak it out. That's what he did. So he controlled himself. And he came at Beisoy. You see a raya that Zeresh was not Bichlal Oyavov. Oyavov first, and Zeresh Ishto afterwards. We said he had Sholem bias problems. And he tells over the covet that he has, and the riches that he has, and the number of children that he has, the multitudes of children. He speaks out all the things that he had, all this covet. And this is a play asuma. this man had everything, kibat, everything that Olam Hazeh could give a person. And all he says, V'chol ze einene shoyveli, and it's all worth nothing. V'chol eis asher ani royes Mordechai Yehudi Yoshe b'sham ha-melech. But a brickle of mashahu of a begin is covered, and nothing is worth anything. Man's sick. No, he's not sick, Rabbi Yisai. That's Midas. That's Boshet Midas. Person has to realize how Midas are covered can drive a person to sugar. So what do you do with this? What do you do with this matzav? Oh, his Zeresh and his Oyavov came up with a gewaltige Eitzah. And this Eitzah is going to kill him. That's why it's part of the Gula. This whole Mice is part of the Gula. Had he not been invited to the Mishnah number one, or had she not delayed to Mishnah number two, then he never would have come out Samech V'Tov Lev. He wouldn't have bumped into Mordechai, and he wouldn't have had this whole thing, and he was just carried on with his plan, the original plan to kill all the Yidden. But now he's in this Sakola. So V'Tov Elo Zeresh Ishtoi V'Chol Oyhavov. So they gave him an Eitzah. She said, Yasu Eitz Govoya Chamishim Abba. Make a gallows 50 Abba high. That's a crazy height. Yeah, Chamishim Abba. Chamishim Abba is about, it's a building about 15 stories high. You know, it's like that tower by Har Chotzvim. That's Berech Chamishim Abba. So you're going to hang somebody up so high? What's a crazy idea? What was the cheshbon? They made a cheshbon. Look what mushchosim they are. And again, another Yisod Trav told you, the ashchosa is what destroys the Rosha. His ashchosa, they're going to destroy him. They made a cheshbon that when you come to the Mishneh tomorrow, every time he's going to think of Mordechai, he's going to have a heart attack again from this traumatic thing. So they made a cheshbon, make a gallows 50 amas high, and then when Mordechai is hanging on those gallows, it will be seen, you can see it from the Beis HaMelech, and every time he thinks about Mordechai, didn't get up for me, he'll be able to look out the window and see Mordechai hanging there, and he'll calm down. He said, and the whole cheshbon was it should be Chamishim Abba. So from the window of the Beis HaMelech, he'll be able to see Mordechai hanging. Tainu, look at the Ashkos of the men. He would have been hung him. He would have hung him on a regular gallows. So you've been dead. He'll just remember, yesterday he didn't stand up for me. And he's going to get traumatic. So the solution is, no, look out the window. He's dead. Lemoves, Lemoves, noch a drink. We say Lechaim. He'll say Lemoves, Lemoves, noch a drink. Ah, Mordechai. He's there. All right, Gavaldi, Gavaldi. Didn't stand up for me. He's dead. It's okay. It's a mamish. I'm a shunidi gezach. But that's what their cheshbon was. And go early in the morning. He's never seen early in the morning. He always gets up late. But they told him, you have to go early in the morning before anybody's there by the Melech, because maybe if you go a bit later, there'll be somebody who supports Mordechai, and then the Melech might not be willing to kill Mordechai, because there'll be a whole big deal back and forth, and then you won't get what you want. So go early before anybody comes. This is also a prat which is going to destroy him. Wait. One second. And Haman himself made the gallows. What do you mean, Haman? You're the richest man in the world. You've got the most covered. You're going to build a gallows? You've got Avodim Adin Shir. Sinos, Mikalkelis Sashura. He did it himself. One of the Mitzvot Yosef in Bishluchoy. 50 Amos high gallows is not a little, you know, a shtickle binion. It's a ganzer thing to make. And he did it himself. What's going to be now? Oy Menorah. He's going to come and we're going to kill Mordechai. There's no hope over here. No hope. Klal Yisrael davening. Klal Yisrael being metaken the chet. They're fasting. They're metaken the catalyst. Esther's busy with her Levush Malchus. Don't worry. Let the Ribbono Shel Olam run the world. The Melech was going mishuge. What could Esther and Haman possibly have wanted? Obviously, Haman is in it with Esther. Otherwise, what did he? Why did she invite him to the Mishneh? What could they possibly have wanted? Chatzia Malchus, I offered her, and she didn't take it. What could they want? The whole Malchus, Gewalt. It's going to be sugar. What could she want? So he's bring the divrei hayomim. Vayimotzei kosuf, and it was found written. It's a very funny lashon. Vayimotzei is a passive lashon. It was found. So Chazal, that who was the meshamish to the melech? Shamshai, who was the son of Haman, and he brought the divrei hayomim. And he opens up the Divrei Hayomim. The Melech says, read me a Divrei Hayomim. What happened to the last few years? He opens up Divrei Hayomim, and there's the page about Mordechai with Big Silver Seresh. He's not going to read that to the Melech, so he turns over the page. Came the wind and blew the page back. So he turns over the page this way. Came the wind and blew the page back. And the Melech saying, read me what it says. And he's trying to stall the whole time to find a different page. Suddenly the Melech screams to him, read what it says on that page. Vayimot se kosuv, mimele min ha-shamayim was forced, asher higin Mordechai, al bigsono v'serish, neisruse ha-melech, mishoim b'asaf, asher bigshu lishloach yom, the Melech Achashverosh. Mordechai saved the king's life. Vayom ha-melech, banaso yekor ugdulo le Mordechai alze, what covered and money, gedula is money. What reward was given to Mordechai? Nothing. Oh, now he chuppled the whole thing is. Esther and Haman. Obviously, Haman is Mordechai's good friend. And Esther and Haman are coming to ask for a reward for Mordechai. And Takin's Mordechai, a reward for Mordechai, because he saved the Melech. So Be'etzim, the whole Malchus is Magir to him, because the whole Malchus is only Achashverosh's Bischus Mordechai that he saved his life. Oh, what are we going to do? He does not want to give, certainly doesn't want to give more than Chatzim Malchus, doesn't want to give anything. What he wants, he's got to give something to keep her quiet, keep Haman quiet. What's Tutman? Oh, came a good idea. Vayom HaMelech, mi bechotzer. Who's in the Chotzer? By now, it was the morning already, and the only person in the Chotzer was Haman, who came early in the morning like he was told to come. V'Haman bo l'chatzah beis ha-melech ha-chitzoyno, leim al-melech lislos is Mordechai al-eitz asher heichid loy. And he came to tell the plan to hang Mordechai on the gallows. Chazal zog, an interesting thing. What do you have to have heichid loy for? Well, you want to know who made the eights? Go back to the last parak. It says he made the eights. What do you have to say heichid loy? So chazal, the heichid is also a funny lashon. Should be also ayas or eights. Asher also loy. So chazal loy heichid. The Be'etzer min Hashemayim, he was making his own gallows. He built his own gallows. It was for himself. That's min Hashemayim. We don't know that yet. Vayomru nari ha-melech elov, hinei Haman oimid bechotzer. The Meshazi ha-melech, the nari ha-melech told him, who's in the chotzer? Haman. Vayomru ha-melech yovoy. Let him come. Adarama. He was, that's the best person that I can ask this question to. What's he do? Vayomer Haman. Vayomer HaMelech. Ma lasos bo ish asher HaMelech chofetz bikara. He asked him a question. He wasn't going to tell him Mordechai, because he was Mordechai, goodness knows what Haman's going to ask for. He asked him, what should I do for a benchu, the melech wants to be mechabed. Now, he asked, the knights, he asked, Manasa, Yekar, Ugdula. But the Rebbeinu Shalom slipped the word Gdula out of his mouth when he said it to Haman. So to Haman, he said, Manasa, Swish, Asher, Melech, Hofitz, Bikore. He didn't say Bigdula, say. Vayome, Haman, Belivoi, Lemi, Yachmetz, Amel, Lassus, Yekar, Yosemi, Medi. So his grace and Midas, they said, going to destroy him, his Midas rose. Who could it possibly be that the Melech wants to do covet? Well, he didn't say who it is. Who could it be? So the God, why did he make this mistake? Because he didn't say he wants to give Gedula. He didn't want to give money. Normally he would give a monetary reward as well. Who could it be that he's got so much money that money isn't going to talk to him? Must be me. I'm the only person who has such ashiras. Therefore, the only person who it must be that the melech wants to give kovod and not money to must be me. Now, kovod is dvarim she'ein lahem shi'ur. And he was lacking in one thing of kovod. He had such kovod, me'al kol asarim and everything else, but he didn't have royalty. So he was still had a tremendous chemda to have this royalty. Ish. Asher Melech Chofetz Mikaroi. This is a plea atzuma. This is the spitz of Haman's life. These psukim here. He's just imagining the person who the Melech wants, that's me in other words, Chofetz Mikaroi, Yaviu Levush Malchus, Asher Lovash Boi HaMelech, he should bring the Levush Malchus, which the Melech wore, to Hainu. Don't go to LA and buy at a costume store the Keilu Big Day Malchus. I want the real thing. Vesus, Asher Roch Avalav HaMelech, and the horse which the Melech himself rode on. Vasher Nitan Kesem Malchus Beroishoi, and the day when it was the coronation. That's the Spitz Kovid, is the coronation of a Melech. He didn't ask for the keser because that is not shaykh. You can't. That's meridah b'melech. Only the melech can wear the keser. So he didn't ask for the keser, but everything else should have the grace. The rest of kvoid malchus without the actual keser. V'nasoin halavush ve'asus al yad ish misarei ha'melech ha'paltanim, and they should get one of the most choshev ministers to take the sus and the clothing. They'll be shu'es ha'ish, and they should dress the ish. Asher ha'melech chofetz bikaroi. Hirkivuhu al asus b'rechoiv ha'iv v'karo lefonav kocha yose lo ish asher ha'melech chofetz bikaroi. That's what they should do. If I say, you think about it, what a stupid thing you are. It's a narishkeit. So when you covet style, covet is narishkeit. What is covet? What's a garnish? Nothing. People go mishugah for covet, and this is going to be even more crazy. This is what should you do for the ish asher melech chofetz bikaroi? Dress him up in big day malchus. He's not the melech, but it doesn't matter. Dressed up in big day malchus and take him round the city, and everybody should know kocha ish and kocha yasel ish. We don't ask kashas on a mushchus like him. That was what he wanted. He didn't have that covet. He wanted that covet. Meridik mir hashamay. Because if he would have said something else, then he wouldn't have been hung. Haman would still be alive today. Now, but more. This, when he's describing this, he's dreaming it, that it's all for himself. This is the pinnacle of his career.
Oh,
what? Can you imagine the shock? The God says, "Liflei Shever God." The Rebbeinu Shalom, before the Russia is destroyed, Shever, the Rebbeinu Shalom builds him up a bit more. Liflei Shever God, so he pumped him up that he should have this dream, and then now Haman's on the way down from now on. Go and I say, "Kele Mordechai Yehudi, Ayoshe B'Shar Melech." How many Mordechai Yehudis are there? So Chazal, he said, Asei Chayna Mordechai. Mordechai is a very common name. There's lots of Mordechais. No, Mordechai Yehudi. Mordechai is also a common Jewish name. Which Mordechai? There's Mordechai Cohen, there's Mordechai Lehm. No, Hayoshe B'Sharameh. Him? The guy who's Yoshev Noch? with a bissel last thing. Yoshev, the guy won't become the Fonai. Al tapil dover mikol hashidibarto. And the Melech thought, this is gewaltig. He only said one of the Paratimim should do the covet. He said, I'm going to give more than he asked. You are the most mechubedik asar in the whole Medina, the whole Malchus. You do it yourself. It'll be more covet to Mordechai. He assumed that Haman would be very happy to do this to Mordechai. Then when he comes to the Mishneh, then Esther will ask for something for Mordechai. He'll say, listen, Haman, Mordechai's a good friend. I asked him, what should we do to a person we got a reward? And he said that this is what we should do. And I told him to do it himself. And that's what we've done. I don't have to give anything to Mordechai. Gewaltig. Achashverosh was happy like anything. Vayikach Haman, v'salavush v'sasus, v'yalbesh es Mordechai. Poor guy, he has to do it to Mordechai. Vayakivuhu, vayakivehu, v'rechoy bo'ir, vayikru lefalav kocho, yeoseh lo ish, asher ha-melech, hofein smikorek. He had to take him round and tell everybody that this was the Melech wants. Why is this so important? If he wouldn't have done this, and he would have come to the Mishneh, and then he would have been Nisgalgel, Nisgale, Avoda would have seen, we'll see how it came out, that he wanted to kill Mordechai. Ashedib etoiv al ha-melech, which is what Avoda said. He wanted to kill the one loyal citizen of the king who saved the king's life. And that's who Haman tried to kill. He would have said, Mordechai saved the Melech's life. I didn't know. I didn't know Mordechai was such a good... If I would have known that I'm going to cut down the gallows. I suppose you didn't know. But now he spent the whole day taking him round the whole of Shushan, telling everybody this is the Ish Hashem Melech of Itzmi Kori. He couldn't say he didn't know. And Haman, the Gemara says, was the biggest Lashon Hara mensch that ever existed. He knew to say all sorts of Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael and speak out of three sides of his mouth. He zikha would have drained out of it, but he couldn't drain out of it because of this Maisa. That goes back to the original thing, why the big Sabbat Teresh episode is before the whole Gzera started, because that's a vital point in the Refuah, before the Makkah. Vayoshev Mordechai el Shar HaMelech. Mordechai goes back to the Shar HaMelech. What? Back to his tefillos. Back to davening and davening and davening. We haven't got the Yeshua yet. V'homot nidchaf el beise ovel v'chafu yirosh. Why is he rushes back to his house? Ovel v'chafu yirosh. Everybody knows that his daughter looked out to the upstairs window. She sees somebody leading somebody around on the horse. She was sure that Haman had asked the Melech to kill Mordechai, and realized, thought that the Melech was going, said that Mordechai should take Haman around and tell everybody that Haman is the Mensch, and therefore he should have bowed down to him, and he didn't. And that will be before he's killed, before he's executed for not bowing down to him. It should be his tshuva, if you like, or his an oidesh. He tells everybody that Haman is the mechubedika mensch. That's what she assumed, and she decided to throw some shoifchim. They didn't have inner plumbing. They had some. Sacha, which they used in the house, and then they threw that out. So she decided to throw it on who she thought was Mordechai, the guy taking the other one round on the horse. But Haman gets his whole filthy water on disgusting stuff all over him. He looks up and he sees it was his daughter who threw. She sees it's her father. They were Balekim. Esav still had Kovin Kimudav. She committed suicide when she did that. So he was Avel. V'chafui Rosh. His daughter killed herself in front of him. And he goes, V'chafui Rosh. Why min Hashemayim did he have to suffer this? Terence is, he's now on the way down. He's going to have Yisurin, Yisurin, Yisurin. We're finishing him off. And every bad thing is going to happen to him. You know, when before Hitler was killed, before he killed himself, wherever he died, 6 months before, somebody tried to kill him. They didn't succeed, but they put a bomb and they blew up next to him, and it paralyzed his left side, and he became very sick For the last 6 months of his life, Hitler suffered terribly. And he was at the end of his life, he was taking 28 drugs a day. Part of his mishigas, his gaiver and his mishigas of Hitler, was he didn't trust any doctor. So because he did not trust them that they might kill him. The only person he trusted was a child doctor, who wasn't a very good doctor, and this guy just gave him more and more drugs. He was taking 28 drugs a day, at tremendous pain. He couldn't walk properly. He was the Ganze Ballgeiber. He was a little fellow, but he made all these big, the big gatherings with all the Heil Hitler business. Now he couldn't do his Heil Hitler, and he couldn't do anything. He had his Yisurin. This was Cain. What happened to Haman? At the end, Haman goes down with Yisurin and Yisurin. What do you do in this matzav? Vayisaper Haman lezeresh ishtoi ulechol oyhavav eskol asher karahu. Now, when he said karahu, he meant it. Mikre. It was all mikre. Vayomri lechachomav lezeresh ishtoi im mizera hayuhudim Mordechai asher achiloi solid boi lefonav. All of a sudden, they're called chachomim before they were called oyhavav, because they are chachomim. They understood a Yesod Otzum. They understood that if Mordechai is Mizera HaYehudim, that you've started to fall, Asher Achilosu Lefonav, this is not Mikre, that you came and the Melech suddenly switched it and told you to go and take him, give him covered, instead of you hanging him. And now all this happened, Chofi Ovel V'Chofi Rosh. You, Achilosu Lefonav, Lo Sucha Loi, Kidovel Tipo Lefonav, that's the Chochma. They know that Klal Yisrael is like this. Klal Yisrael doesn't go Alpiteva. Alpiteva, things get a bit better, a bit worse, a bit better, a bit worse. Klal Yisrael, Im Oilim, Oilim Adla Shomai. Im Yodim, Yodim Adla Ofer. If they're a matzav of Yodim, Chas V'Sholem, then the goyim can tread on them, and they could be able to do anything. But once they're Oile, Lamala Min Ateva, and if you've started to fall in front of Mordechai, you will not be Minatzeachim. That's the chokhmah that they told him. And therefore, they told him, you have to cut the gallows down. Chop the gallows down. Oido medabrim imoy. Besarisei HaMelech higiyu. And they were still speaking to him when the Sarisei HaMelech came. So the God, he refused. He says, no, it's not true. He disagreed with them. In other words, he's a real Amaleki. He's not Gorei Sashem Yisbar. V'lo Yirei Elokim. And he says, I will be able to be Menatzeachim. It was all Mikre. Mikre, Mikre, Mikre. It was not Menashamayim. And I will be able to hang him on the gallows. And as he was saying that, the Sarisei HaMelech came in and heard him saying to them, I will be able to kill him and hang him on the gallows. That's what they came in at that point. If they would have come in 5 minutes later, then the Chachomim and Zeresh would have persuaded him and he would have been chopping down the gallows. The Baruch Shalom made them come in, pumped the right second, and they hear him saying, no, I will be able to. And they schlepped him off very quickly. There's no time to stop because he might cut down the gallows. No, they brought him to the Mishnah. It's interesting, it doesn't say they even had a shower. Poor old Esther, it sounds like he came in Chofui Rosh to the Mishnah as well. Mistabadish, you can't go to a Beis HaMalchus like that. But Al-Kopanim, they brought him to the Mishnah. And here we're going to have to stop. So tomorrow, I can't do it. Tomorrow lunchtime we'll be able to do it. So either we probably need, let's see, I'll decide either maybe Thursday before Bayriv. Maybe we'll do that Thursday before Bayriv. Tardis Esther, I don't usually give a shmooze on the Tardis. So maybe